Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Art Bakke. He is the Information Security Officer with Starion Bank. And Art, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Warren. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And Art, we're going to be talking about an event coming up in Jamestown through the Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center on August 6th. We're going to talk more about that. But first, we'd like to hear a little bit more about you and your work as the Information Security Officer with Starion Bank.
Thank you. I serve as the Information Security Officer, as you said, from Starion Bank. I'm located in Bismarck, North Dakota. We have 16 locations throughout North Dakota and Wisconsin. And my purview is information security. Mm-hmm. I do education and awareness. I do business continuity planning, incident response planning, vendor management. And then I work with internal and external audits as they happen for our organization to include vulnerability assessments and penetration tests.
Okay, so as far as then information security officer, then Art, you work constantly on a daily basis on the security of the bank. Obviously, working with a business, security both physically is important, but that cybersecurity is growing ever more important in today's world, right?
Yeah, it's correct. And I've often been quoted as saying, on the internet, China is as close to North Dakota as Canada is. Hmm. And so, there are no boundaries when it comes to cybersecurity. So my job is to protect our customers' data and information from those threats that happen from outside the bank.
Right. And you just hit on it too, Art. We're constantly connected. We're constantly plugged into the grid, internet. And like you said, we're just as close to Canada as we are to China with the internet now. So in your daily, your day to day, you're seeing this constantly, these cyber threats, these cybersecurity issues. And as far as your work with that, are you working to get programs or how do you combat cybersecurity? That might be the better question for it.
Well, we combat cybersecurity through layers of security. So if you put in one layer, you got to make sure you have a next layer. It's like an onion. You have to make sure that if they can get through one layer, they can get through the next. So it's having the controls in place. And from our end user all the way out to the firewall, or we could say it backwards, from our perimeter firewall all the way down to the end user, having controls in place to our boundaries or barriers that would thwart any attack against our organization.
Definitely. Again, Art Bakke joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. He is the Information Security Officer for Starion Bank. And cybersecurity, again, constantly very, very important with the many threats that are possible. So, Art, you will be coming to Jamestown, bringing your information and your expertise along with you and kind of doing a free presentation from 11 to 1 through the Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's going to be, there'll be a lunch provided. So I will be speaking for 1 hour during that time frame. And I will be talking to local business owners or anybody who would like to learn a little bit more about cybersecurity. But I'm going to be providing a 5-step cybersecurity guide for folks, similar to how everybody has an idea of how they would handle a fire within their organization or in their home. This is taking that same methodology and a 5-step approach to being able to deal with cybersecurity in your organization or in your home. And we use the NIST cybersecurity framework, and that entails identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover from an attack. So what we want to always do, we always want to be proactive. And here in North Dakota, we're really good at maintaining things and being proactive. And this is just a way for me to reach out to the community, teach a little bit about cybersecurity. It just seems like it's an obscure thought. When we talk about cybersecurity, there's so much that surround cybersecurity that people just can't get their heads wrapped around it. What I'm going to do is make it simpler for people to understand how to protect themselves when it revolves around cybersecurity.
And Art, I do like, the fact that you can liken it to, you know, a business or an organization. They have that plan. If a fire breaks out, you know, who does what and where do we go and what do we do? I think that we have to start thinking about cybersecurity that way and the possible threats when it comes to our businesses and even our homes. And it sounds like this is a good chance for those business owners or people who are looking at starting up a business, and internet is a big thing for a lot of that stuff. It sounds like this event is going to be good for anybody who needs to learn more information about that.
Yes, it will be.
Perfect. So it's coming up again, August 6th. Art Bakke will be there from 11 to 1 in the Unruh Sheldon Building at the University of Jamestown, room 132, absolutely free for you to attend through the Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center. And Art, is there anything else about cybersecurity or anything that maybe an individual needs to bring with them in order to, get the most out of what you're going to be presenting?
Well, I'm going to ask folks to bring their questions, bring their notebooks or writing utensils. I will have a 5-step cybersecurity guide. It's very short, sweet, to the point. But I want them to come with their curiosity, and they're going to walk away from this with an action plan of how to apply what they learn within this event back to their organization, back to their home. And we're going to talk about, when we talk about the 5 steps of cybersecurity, you know, identify, it's identifying the key technologies and data that's in their organization, such as documenting assets, locating their key data, keeping an inventory. We talk about protect, assessing what protective measures you need to have in place to be as prepared as possible for a cyber incident, such as support contracts, clean machines, backing up your systems. I'm going to teach you what it means to properly back up your data. Mm-hmm. Talk about mobile devices. I'll talk about protecting your data, taking inventory of key technologies and data on Wi-Fi, in your email, cloud services, payment card systems, having cyber insurance, really important nowadays with small businesses and organizations. They're not going after the big organizations always. Right. They're now targeting these smaller organizations who have as much critical data on their customers as these large ones. And the small businesses don't have people like me on staff to protect their data. Then I'm going to talk about detect, putting measures in place to alert you about current and imminent threats to system integrity and loss or compromise your data, and how you can train your users to identify something that looks, you know, out of the ordinary, and how do they report this information?
Right.
So detecting things in email, network, on your desktop, and most importantly, training your employees. And I'll give some examples of how we do the training here at Starion Bank and how successful we've been with that. And then finally, respond. You know, make and practice an incident response plan to contain an attack or incident and maintain business operations in the short term. So how do you utilize your backups when an attack interrupts your business? How do you respond to that? And then what support, you know, who do you have on deck to help with incident response and legal counsel? And then finally, recover. Know what to do to return to normal business operations after an incident. Protect sensitive data and your business reputation over the long term. Create a disaster recovery plan and no data breach notification requirements. Different industries require different notification. And so knowing those things ahead of time in the event of a cyber attack is very important. In our world, we often say it's not if we're going to have a cyber attack, it's when.
Right.
And being prepared for that.
You know, and it's a lot of information, Art. You'll agree with that. And this is just a good chance for them to sit down and get more information on this. It's important. Prevention and preparedness are always the way to deal with things like this. And cybersecurity and cyber threats are no laughing matter, because, like you said, if it's connected, it can be affected. And that's what we want people to know. So you'll be again in Jamestown, August 6th, 11 to 1 at the Jamestown, or at the University of Jamestown, U.S. building, room 132. Put on through the Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center. And Art, if anybody maybe has any questions ahead of time, do you have a number or a way they can reach you?
Yeah, you certainly can contact me through our customer service line at 1-888-258-6050. That's 1-888-258-6050. And someone will patch you into me, and I'll be able to talk with you.
Very good. Yeah. And we encourage people to do so. We just want to get that information out there. But if you really want to meet up with Art and hear more about what he has to say and talking about cybersecurity for your business, make sure you're there August 6th from 11 to 1 at the University of Jamestown, U.S. building, room 132. Art, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
All right. Thank you very much, Warren, and have yourself a fantastic day.